This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Folk Music Hour.
Folks and folkies, I'm David. We hope you're enjoying our series of programs for New Zealand Music Month, where we share the inventiveness of our musicians and celebrate all things Kiwi, Māori, European and Pacifica. I have to start with an apology in this, I think it's our 520th Folk Music Hour. Changes to the website have dumped the archive into cyberspace, and earlier years are now orbiting among the rings of Saturn with all those lost emails. As well, staff changes and illnesses have meant that all Access Radio Taranaki programs made with love by volunteers have recently been available only on FM and streaming, which is no use to our listeners in the Northern Hemisphere's nighttime. Techie staff are working hard to catch up, but if these New Zealand Music Month Folk Music Hours are reaching you after the month of May, my apologies, though music is timeless, so maybe you won't mind. As well, I'm approaching an age where I'd like to ease back. 51 shows a year is becoming a bit much, so some shows from the past will bear repeating in time to come. Here's hoping you've not heard them before or that you find they are worth another spin. Meantime, some gorgeous Pacifica singing launches our third New Zealand Music Month special. From the island of Niue, families who live in Auckland, the world's largest Polynesian city, join together to sing. And there's a lovely series about the families in Ariki Street and Grey Lynn, determined to keep their culture and language vivid in the Auckland megalopolis. Check it out, the Niueans of Ariki Street, with a track from their Noa Records cassette called Still Here. I see it's on YouTube. Keeping your folk culture alive in a globalised world is a key part of the Folk Music Hour's brief. And that includes Pākehā culture with its many strands from the Irish and British Isles to North America and down under in Oz and New Zealand. Neil Cahoon was an early adopter of the idea that if we Kiwis don't sing our own songs, then who will? His seminal work with his family group, the Song Spinners, is hard to find, but his legacy includes a book called Song of a Young Country, now reprinted, and the companion double LP has been squeezed onto a CD, a collection that begins with Neil's reading of John Smith AB.
When the southern gale is blowing hard, and the watch are all on the topsail yard, when five come down where six went up, there's one less to share the bite and sup. Instead of the stone and the carven verse, this is his epitaph pertinentous. John Smith AB, drowned in latitude 53, a heavy gale and a following sea. A name is missed when the roll they call, a hand the less for the mainsail haul. They steal his rags and his bag and bed. Little it matters to him who's dead. Instead of the stone and the carven verse, this is his epitaph, curt and terse. John Smith, A.B., drowned in latitude 53. A heavy gale and a following sea. We have lost the way to the open sea. We have missed the doom we hope to dream. For the big ships running their eastern down are far from the din of Sydney town. Instead of the stone and the carven verse, this is his epitaph, curt and terse. John Smith, A.B., drowned in latitude 53, a heavy gale and a following sea.
Neil Cahoon with John Smith AB, one of many songs of the sea to survive in the New Zealand folk canon. Logically enough, we have a heck of a lot of it round the place. The theme of the sea recurs in this Don McGlashan number. He sounds so good without a band in this moving contemplation of how relatively unimportant our lives are.
Far out to sea, where the winds blow strong, past all that is known, past the point of no return. If I should vanish, if I was gone, the waves would roll on, the waves would roll on. Nothing to guide me, no star in the sky, no seabird behind to wheel and cry. If I should vanish, if I was gone, the waves would roll on. Waves would roll on, roll on as deep as deep can be. I can see nothing to guide me, no star in the sky, no seabird behind. If I should vanish, if my story was done, the waves would roll on, waves would roll on. The waves would roll on. The waves would roll on. The waves would roll on.
A folkish song from his album Lucky Stars, Don McGlashan, one of our most enduring songwriters. From the Life Imitates Art file, a true story from 2023 might well have been inspired, or at least foreshadowed, by a folk song. Seddonville is a tiny inland settlement on the coast between Westport and Karamea, named for the PM Richard Seddon, whose granddaughter Mary Seddon was the matron d'hôte at the Monde Marie coffee house in Marshbanks Street. She kept many a 60s folky fed and watered with her coffee and her legendary goulash as they honed their chops in a sympathetic environment. Well, when the Seddonville pub caught fire, by the time one of the patrons had run back to the fire station and returned with the fire truck, his drinking buddies had shaken up bottles of beer, ripped the caps off, and the contents fizzed out in jets of sufficient power to douse the flames. They must be laughing about it, though a folk song reports a much sadder outcome when a pub caught fire in the 19th century. The singer is Graham Wilson.
Pull up a stump and lend an ear, and the story I'll relate. About a sinful waste of beer I will elucidate. I'll tell of how calamity struck Wapakiwi town and caused a gruesome tragedy the day the pub burned down. We all had gathered in the bar upon that fateful day. By horse and foot and motor car, we all had made our way. While listening to Manuka Jones, New Zealand's finest liar, we heard a cry that chilled the bones. The flaming pub's on fire! Well, there'd been a drought for weeks and weeks, and the wells and tanks were dry. No water flowed along the creeks, we had no town supply. The blazing sun without relent turned all the green to brown. Imagine our predicament the day the pub burned down. Through smoke and flame we dragged the booze to safety out the door. Then thought of what we stood to lose, then rushed back in for more. Stand by, the fire brigade is here, those men of high renown. Oh, firemen, firemen, save the beer and let the bloody pub burn down. Well, they bashed the tops of barrels in while strong men knelt to pray. They shoved their flippin' hoses in and shouted, pumps away! They fought with beer and lemonade, that raging fire to drown. We fought and cursed the fire brigade the day the pub burned down. Now more porks haunt the old pub site round Wapakiwi town, and shikas roam the bush at night and hunt the firemen down. They curse the cash they cannot spend, their rage and thirst to drown. Dry horrors drove them around the bend the day the pub burned down.
Sung just right, a cappella. The Day the Pub Burnt Down by Graham Wilson, whose album Billy on the Boil could be in your collection. For our listeners abroad, a billy is a metal pot, essential in the wilds of 19th century New Zealand. Set it over a fire to boil water, throw in tea or, in extremis, manuka leaves, hence tea tree, I guess, and stew. The same billy must have served to cook up whatever was to hand for some kai or tucker.
Kick out your fire, boy, roll up your swag. Don't forget your billy, boy, billy burned and black. Black billy tea, boy, black as it can be. Black billy tea, boy, that's the stuff for me. Up on the snow line, chasing after deer, I'd sooner have a cup of tea than all your blinkin' beer. Down in a coal mine, driving in a drive. Black billy tea, boy, keeps a man alive. Brewed in a billy, brewed in a pot, throw in a handful, pour it out hot. Drink her from a tin man, drink her from a cup, fill her up again, man, turn the bottoms up. Mouth organ Jack and John the Baptist too, the old-time swaggers, they knew how to brew. Black Billy Tea Boy, black as Stockholm Tar, Black Billy Tea Boy, put us where we are. Up in the bush, getting out a log, upset me outfit in a ruddy bog. Took out me billy, made a cup of tea, got the outfit out again as cozy as can be. Used up all the ammo, lost me best dog, with a Captain Cooker bailed up in a log. Hauled out me billy, brewed her up black, blocked up the log's end and rolled the blighter back. Pick out your fire, boy, roll up your swag. Don't forget your billy, boy, billy burned and black. Black Billy Tea Boy, black as it can be. Black Billy Tea Boy, that's the stuff for me.
Performed by the Black Billy Tea Boys, written by Les Cleveland and Joe Charles, whose pre-folk boom Kiwiana had the sounds in vogue at that time. A Captain Cooker as a wild pig, released by the famous navigator, and they've been wrecking native habitats ever since, our first environmental mistake. Such Kiwiana is not just the province of the blokes, though. The trio, when the cat's been spayed, the name a pun on the remarkable New Zealand woman's quintet, when the cat's away, exploit the awful pronunciation of Te Reo Māori by Kiwis at large with tea in Te Kuiti.
I'm having tea in Te Kuiti with my sweetie, then a row at Rotorua on the waves. Do a tour of Turangi when the Māoris have a hangi, then I wind up in the old Waitomo cave. I'm gonna tread the narrow path of Naruahia and dash to Dannyburg before the beard is cut. I'm gonna town and Tamarinui, wander down the Whanganui, then I'm gonna live it up at Upper Hutt. I'm gonna chat about the Shetu Tongariro. I'm gonna talk about the Tokomaru Bay. And when I tell a man or two about the Manawatu, they'll wonder why I ever went away. I'm gonna crow about the good old Coromandel and tell them where I like to see why we're ashore. Although it sounds like Taranaki when I'm shooting at Wairaki, I can always hit a geothermal bore. I'm gonna have a cup of tea on Kapiti Island and a cup of coffee in Coffee Town. Drink a handle or a schooner when I take my takapuna, where the wider matter never lets me down. I wanna eat a pie at Old Pie Cookery, see the wishing well in Wellington, and then when we pull into Kaifara, there's a fiver I can borrow, so I'll turn around and do it all again.
Been there, done that. Been there, done that. Been there, done that.
Been there,
done that.
Been there,
done that.
Many times before.
Been there, done that. Been there, done that. Been there, done that.
Been there,
done that.
Been there,
done that.
Come and see my slides.
I'm gonna travel in my car to Invercargill, then I'll meet a man in Manapouri Lake. Though I'm not the one to boast, I've been toasted on the coast and washed ashore at Taylor's, big mistake. I've eaten oysters in a stew at Stewart Island and met a mutton birder down on Bobo Strait. I tried to bluff them at the bluff, each time I said I had enough, they put another dozen oysters on me plate. I'm gonna canter on the plains of Canterbury. I'm gonna rue the day I leave old Oamaru. I'll spend a winter on the inter-island ferry making men and wait for north and south to come to view. Now you can see a lot that's new in old New Zealand. You can keep your port of Spain and Mexico, but if you plan to go away, don't Aotearoa away. A Kiwi always tells you where to go.
Go left at the corner,
a Kiwi always tells you where to go.
You should follow A kiwi
always tells you where to go.
You can't miss it.
A kiwi always tells you where to go.
Welcome home.
Great stuff from the Cats, Been Spayed. The trio's album Down the Hall should still be available. We'll play more of their takes on Peter Cape classics soon. But some more classic Kiwiana now from the days when, in order to break the life cycle of the Hydatid's parasite, dog owners were required to bring their dogs to a designated place where medicine was administered and defecation needed to be observed and disposed of. The Dunedin humorist Ken Avery came up with an unlikely romance at such an event, with a jazzy setting, the fashion of the times, released by Ashburton and the Nightcaps.
By the dog nose and strip at Dunsandle, I fell in love with you. My dog was a bit hard to handle, and yours was a bit that way too. I brought in me terrier to get him fixed up, and the more was the merrier when you brought your pup. By the dog nose and strip at Dunsandle, I fell in love with you. By the dog nose and strip at Dunsandle, I fell in love with you. By the same little strip at Dunsandle, the dogs were so romantic too. I knew at a glance it was canine romance when my terrier's breath came in very short pants. By the dog nose and strip at Dunsandle, I fell in love with you. And strip at Dunsandle, I'm gonna make you mine. By the dog nose and strip at Dunsandle, we'll be tasting the sweet red and wine. Cause the dogs gave a lead just for you and for me when they both started singing a chained melody. By the dog nose and strip at Dunsandle, your pedigree was true, and I fell in love with you, and I fell in love with you, and I fell in love.
And though the parasite was successfully eliminated long ago, the song remains forever, as folk songs tend to do. The Kiwi-Aussie duo Wee Mavericks start folk and go country on their single from last September, Heart of Silver.
Will you take this heart of silver? It doesn't shine, it's been tarnished by time. No golden glow from deep within, it only shows a blackish tinge. It ain't warm unless it's pressed against your skin. How I wish that I could give you gold to buy back all you've lost. All I have is this old thing, but it came at a cost. This heart of silver, heart of tin, rings with all the space within. It's a good luck, cold, hard, precious thing, this heart of silver. Will you take this hand? It holds my memories. It's written my story. It has been my shield. It's all this is how much I trust you, almost.
you silver. It never gets old. Oh, it just needs a little care. So keep it safe and warm it slow, and you can have mine and this heart too. And I promise you silver.
Vic Vagenser and Z Martin, We Mavericks. Their tours here ran into COVID, but when they come back, do get out and see them. Like many other countries, New Zealand has seen the loss of its industries to nations where wages are cheaper. Weaving and spinning are things that have ceased providing employment in country towns all over. The pioneer Pog and Scroggin Bush Band sing of one such loss, Roslyn Mill.
At the end of the street, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall, that is old Roslyn Mill. But there's no smoke at all from that old chimney stack, for the mill has shut down and it's never coming back.
And the only sound I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin.
There's no children at all in those cold, empty streets. All their voices have gone. It's so quiet I can't sleep. For all the looms have shut down. Now there's only the wind. No more sounds in the night. Just the silence it brings.
And the only sound I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin.
Pog and Scroggins, Roslyn Mill. The music of Reb Fountain can be thought of as country, but its contemporary folk bones can be discerned in her song, Faster.
Mm-hmm. go faster. Can't find the time. Told me my flower sour the wine. Drank from my chalet. Took what was mine. If she stared hard, she could see a lot of things. You were famous. I was young, roosting birds fall, drunk on the plum. A man killed the bird with the bird killed the song. Souls come in battalions, all wounds to be sung.
Reb Fountain. Check out her 2020 eponymous album and add it to your collection. Kiwi musos need your discretionary dollar to keep filling our airwaves. Otherwise, we just sound like a musical colony of the UK and US. We like to recall folk artists from times gone by and remind today's listeners and folk fans what they missed. Among such illustrious company, Val Murphy. HMV EMI thought enough of her in 1966 to budget for a horn section on her album A Time to Sing.
Got those
Val Murphy with a full rock band, probably the producer's idea, but an R&B number at heart, Special Rider Blues. Among the marvellous musics created by African Americans, jazz forms arose out of the folk blues, and New Zealand's Jan Preston has become world-renowned for her boogie-woogie piano.
My world of black and white, everything's all right, in piano land. When I first pressed the keys, a light switched on in me, my spirit complete, complete.
Mark Lorentz now, a former rock guitar demon. He reminisces about a village in East Sussex called Rushlake Green.
Life so sharp and sweet. one grain of dust from heaven's streams. I spent some time on Rush Lake Green. Such peaceful places seldom seen. Smell the rose and taste the wine. Know the love our friends so fine. Well, I could search 1,000 days and walk a million wine. Never find myself at all. Yet here I am, after all. Sometimes the sun refuses to show. But then I close my eyes to dream. Walk again on Rush Lake Green. And I'm thankful for chance to live, for all the blessings God can give. This world's not big enough to hide the joy that's waiting deep inside. With
Duncan Davidson on Irish whistle and playing mandolin, Mark's life companion and musical partner Brenda Lydiard, another refugee from the cold hemisphere, which she explains quite beautifully in her Child of the North Sea.
I am a child of the cold North Sea. She flows in my veins and she to me, even though I've abandoned her soul, she never will let me go.
both Brenda Lydiard and Marc Laurent have Bandcamp pages where you can buy a song for a dollar. You can't even get an ice cream for that. So buy several and they can get an ice cream. Every so often, pop artists strip things back to how their song began, just guitar and vocals, say, as here, The Broods with Heartlines.
We could fold deadlines, we could jump state lines. I don't always play nice, but I wanna feel your heartlines. I wanna feel your heart. Have you been let down by the ones before? Do you leave too soon to know? Never fell in love, 'cause I just got loose. But now when it comes to you, just sitting in black, you're around for the weekend. Dancing at night, you like that I won't let go, and I want you close. We could fool the deadlines, we could jump the deadlines. I don't always play. Far apart, in and out of touch, and the words don't mean as much. So I sit across from someone new, but they don't compare to you. Lying in bed wide awake, I remember dancing at night. You're the light that I want.
The old C, G, A minor, F works every time. Heartlines, a welcome acoustic track from the brother and sister act Broods, Kiwi folkish from the formerly Nelson pop duo. If the 7th National Folk Festival was in 1971, the first must have been in 1964, when the folk music revival was gaining momentum. It was the year Buffy St. Marie released her famous original Universal Soldier. So Wellington wasn't too late to the party. Radio New Zealand had woken up by 71 and recorded a bracket, now available on the Tube. We remember the late Bill Taylor's performance of this classic, which requires a very deep breath.
And the merry month of June, from my home I started, left the girls of tune, nearly broken hearted, deluded father dear. Kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, my tears and grief to smother. Then up to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cast the stout like thorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, to rattle over the bog, frighten all the dogs. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, punch the hare and turn it down the rocky road, went all the way to Dublin, whack for loudy rock. Well, and Mall and God, the pride of Ristalum, to where he started by daylight. Morning bright and early, took a drop of the beer. Keep my heart from sinking, that's the paddy's cure. When Airy's on for thinking, to hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, would set your heart to bubble, and ask me, was I hired, and wages I required, till I was sick and tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Punch the hare and turn it down the rocky road, went all the way to Dublin, whack for loudy rah. Well, in Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fair city. Then I took a stroll all among the quality bundle that was stole. In a neat locality, something crossed me mind as I looked behind, no bundle could I find. Upon my stick a wobble, and I ran after the rogue, said my cunnet broke, wasn't much in vogue. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up the hare and turn it down the rocky road, went all the way to Dublin, whack for loudy rah. Well, from there I got away, my spirits never fail, and landed on the quay. As the boat was sailing, captain at me roared, said that no room had he, when I jumped aboard. A cabin found for Paddy down among the pigs, did some hearty rigs, danced some hearty jigs. The water round me bubbling when a folly hit, I wish myself was dead, I'd better still and sit. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, punch the hare and turn a doe. On the rocky road, went all the way to Dublin, whack for loudy rah. Well, the boys of Liverpool, when I safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing for old air and soil. They began abusing her, ah, my soul, said I, shillelagh I'll apply, Galway boys were by. And so I was a hobbling with a loud array, joined in the affray, quickly cleared the way. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, punch the hare and turn it down the rocky road, went all the way to Dublin, whack for loudy rah. Thank you.
Bill Taylor, one of many folkies from the era who loved stuff from the British and Irish Isles. There's been an explosion in community choirs all around the world. Well, singing releases as many positive hormones like serotonin as the act of procreation, so it's no surprise to me. What is a surprise is how good they are. We began with singing from Nui'e, and we bookend with a folk song in the Sotho language of South Africa, under the direction of Julian Raphael, a song taught by Matlakala Bobape, called something like Dubula Mfana Kithi. Here's the Wellington Community Choir ending our show. Thanks for listening. Cheerio.
For listening to the Folk Music Hour, a weekly broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki, thanks to New Zealand On Air, Irirangi Te Motu. All our shows are available to podcast. Just search for Folk Music Hour. Kia ora.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.